is more powerful than coercion and outside motivation. It's essential. So have a checklist. It's my advice. Each person has areas of strength and weakness. There are some areas that I have that are very strong in business and other areas that it's not inspiring to me and I'm not very, very organized on. It is wise to humble yourself and make sure you know yourself to know where the areas you're not, you don't have strengths. And then hire the people to fulfill them. My advice, a company cannot grow beyond its ability to streamline and delegate. This might be worth writing. A company cannot grow beyond the ability to streamline and delegate. What that means is that every job position, if it wants to go to a more effective and efficient state, it has to streamline what it's doing into the most efficient pathway it can do it, and then it must eventually prioritize those and delegate the lowest priority things so the people can keep moving up to a higher priority thing. For 2 years of my life, every single morning, I wrote down the 7 highest priorities that I could do that day to help me fulfill my mission. Every morning. I learned this from Mary Kay of Mary Kay Cosmetics. When I did that, I kept those, and for 2 years, I kept a list of those. At the end of 2 years, I looked at that entire stack, and I looked at what was common for 2 solid years of the highest priority things that I could do every single day in my life. What I discovered for me, and this isn't maybe for you, but it's for me, it was to research, write, travel, speak. Those are the 4 highest priority things in building my business that I could do. Those are the things that I was most perfectly designed and most powerful at doing. I was not so good at answering telephones, answering mail, doing low priority things. That was the most powerful things I could do. So what I do is I discovered that, I streamlined it and kept asking, how can I do these 4 things more effectively and efficiently? And then how can I delegate all other duties down to somebody who would be inspired about doing the lower priority things? So we cannot grow to the next level until we streamline what we do to the most effective and efficient and delegate the lower priority things. Anytime in your job duties that you have a hierarchy of priorities that are most important, second most, etc., anytime you can be doing highest priorities and delegating lower priorities, you both move up, you and the person you delegate to. For instance, if I can do, when I was in practice, if I could see 50 patients or 40 patients in an hour in my clinic, and I could be doing that and generating, say, $5,000 in that period of time or $3,000, if I was answering the telephone or doing paperwork or I was cleaning the something, and that's a $10 job, you see? And so anytime I was doing something of a lesser value, I was bringing myself and my company down. The key for every employee and every leader of the company is not do desperate things, but to continually to aspire and streamline and delegate so they can do the most inspiring and most productive and most cost-effective things they can do. The things that produce the most income and the most satisfaction and service for the least amount of time. Constantly being on the lookout for the how you can raise that standard every day. You want to look for that. In my situation, I am a writer. I speak. I research. So I ask myself, if I sit down and I research, I am limited in the number of things I can research in one life. But if I can train other people to research for me, and then I can research the most important things, and I can delegate lower research projects to people that would love to learn at this level, then I can move to another level and accomplish more research. If I would love to speak and reach millions of people, if I try to do that all by myself, I will limit what I can reach. But if I do that and hire other people and train other trainers to help me reach those people, I can reach the people who can reach the people, the teacher of the teachers. How many of you understand what I'm saying here? So it's essential to grow the organization to keep going to greater efficiency and greater effectiveness by asking, what is it that I could delegate and what is it I can do that's more productive?